University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
Denise here from Appliance Discounters. Let's talk GE Appliances. First of all, what do you prefer? Professional and European? Restaurant inspired? Modern with clean lines? Now you can choose any inspiration with the GE product line, as well as a variety of finishes like stainless steel, black stainless, slate, and black slate, and they're all on display at any of the Appliance Discounters locations. As always, get them for the lowest price and with rebates up to $1,500 on select packages. Shop the locally owned Appliance Discounters with 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
The holiday season is here. Do you want to carve your turkey or ham oh so right and so fresh? Or do you want your relatives to complain about your knives again?
Why are your knives so dull?
Of course, no one wants to hear that. So bring your knives back to life at Bertarelli Cutlery. They can put a sharp edge back on your knives and get you ready for the holiday season. That's Bertarelli Cutlery, located at 1927 Marconi on the Hill. Call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Hey Blues fans, join the party for all the St. Louis Blues action this season at one of Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill's 11 area locations. Score a hat trick of savings with great food and drink specials available during every Blues game, including Bud Family Specials, $4 Jack Daniels cocktails, $5.99 Blues Sampler appetizers, $4 Blue Note Bombs, and the all-new Golden Brett Cocktail for $5. Hotshots is a proud partner of the St. Louis Blues and your home for all the games all the time since 1990.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven in a beautiful dining room with the service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs. Then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capitol. During the holidays, think of Spiro's for catering and your corporate and private party needs. Daytime bookings are available.
And points.
Greg, why did you just put 8 dozen cookies in the cart?
Well, those are for the carolers, and we get points on all of them with Schnucks Rewards.
You think we're going to get 96 carolers?
Better get at least one more dozen then. Oh, how many gallons of milk do you think we need for hot chocolate?
Well, at least enough for 108 carolers.
Get a little more holiday this season with Schnucks Rewards. Download the app today and start earning points on just about everything, including treats for unexpected guests.
Astonish your friends, guests, or clients with an elegant Saddleback chocolate creation of dark, milk, white premium chocolate. Saddleback chocolates are available for monogram wedding gifts, corporate logoed events, and personalized gifts. Saddleback chocolates, handcrafted, classically stylish, and exquisitely packaged. Chocolate is the answer, no matter what the question. Find your answer at Strop's Market and SaddlebackChocolates.com.
Kevin Moret here, founder of Mentality Health. Our ambassadors that play professional sports knew one thing. They knew who was trying to take their job. Rookies were drafted, worked hard every day, and waited for these pros to have a bad season by losing their edge. Not only that, they were younger and hungry, working hard every day for their opportunity. Guys, whether you know it or not, your life is just like our ambassadors. Younger guys are hungry, working hard, and waiting for you to lose a step. You work hard to get where you are. Don't let something as simple as low testosterone put your back against the wall. Level the playing field. Keep your stuff. LowTUSA.com.
Flower arranging skills, painting skills, quilting skills.
I'm not even playing the muh.
You were the first one today. You won. If I remember correctly.
Now that I've won, I don't need to play anymore. I'm going out as a winner. That's all. I'm not even going to compete anymore.
I just started
the
puck.
Good afternoon and welcome to the December 6th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchen. Never speak while I'm talking about an advertiser. Stop the music.
Tim's in timeout.
Maybe Tim did not read the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon handbook. I turn now to page 43. At no time
Puff.
Will any.
This is not me.
Right, you know what?
Chicken butt. 5 cents a cut, dipped in grease, one apiece.
All right, Tim, I want to see you, and I want to see Bill in the evaluation room. Okay? Start the music again. We're brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, the longest-running advertiser we have on this show. Maybe not to be an advertiser much longer. If people keep doing goofy stuff while I'm saying their name, I don't think that's going to happen. They're solid. Their business is really good. Thanks to all of you folks who let Thompson Price and his people know that you're AM and the PM, and you want your kitchen or bathroom done perfectly. You want your money's worth. That's why I don't care who else you talk to, you want to make sure at least one of the companies you talk to has the name Price in it. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. And now, this.
Hey!
At the control board, 19 years he spent in Birmingham, England. 10 years of those in Birmingham, England. So funny.
Nothing. You nailed that.
He said 19 years in Birmingham, England, and 10 of those in Birmingham, England.
Dork.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. We will return to our regularly scheduled program momentarily.
Maybe I'm the only one here who cares about listeners. Apparently that's true. Let me read you an email that I got from a listener. Dear Frank, I'm in the hospital. I've been in the hospital for 2 months. I'm very, very sick. I know this is an unusual request, but maybe you could do it for someone sick, and I might even be dying. Sorry. Sorry. This may seem like the world's stupidest idea, but just for me, as I lie on my deathbed, would you be willing to mess up the... Limey's introduction, and instead of saying 19 years in Great Britain and 10 years in Birmingham, could you just say 19 years in Birmingham, England, and 10 years in Birmingham, and it would be funny to me, and that's, I know it's selfish, but that's what I'd like to hear. I think it would be funny.
Who wrote that?
Sorry. You know what? I can't read the. By the time he got to signing his name, he's shaking so badly I can't even read it.
Really? Signing on an email. That's very, pretty interesting.
Very
signing an email. Yeah.
He typed up. He typed an email, printed his own email out, signed it, and put it in the mail.
Wow.
A mailed email.
He said, "P.S. The reason I sent you this way is I like the personal touch of a signed letter. So I have printed this email out and signed it and sent it to you because it would be more personal that way."
Oh, if he was that sick, he's probably dead.
Trails off.
He's probably dead, so I wouldn't worry about it.
He died on the way to the mailbox.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Hang on 1 second.
What is it? No, I'll take it. Thank you, Heather.
Apparently, this just came in. Dear Frank, my brother apparently sent you an email that he had signed when he was sick in the hospital. Don't bother to read it. He passed away early this morning.
Oh.
Now, how do you feel?
In a better place.
Not bad. What was that guy's name?
He doesn't have to listen to this show anymore.
It wasn't a guy. It's his sister, Anita... I don't know how to pronounce it.
Need a man?
Dickens? Dickens?
Anita, I've heard the last name Peters, but this is Anita Peter. I guess Peter is a last name. Her name is Anita Peter. Well, Anita, thank you for letting me know. It's too late, Anita. I already read it in his honor. We'll just do it in his honor.
Hey, Larry Connors just walked in for his show to start.
Let's let him just come on in and start. I'll just tell the joke and we're going to start the music again if you'd like to. 10 years in Birmingham, England. Say hello to Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips. Limestone, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Bill Cleveland is with us. He decided not to head out this morning, go northbound, southbound, westbound, or even... Bill, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stieflin. If you're already working with a financial advisor, you can still call Mark and Jason, and they'll give you a complimentary portfolio review. Make sure you're doing the right things. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
And you know what today is?
December 6th.
Yeah, it's Thursday.
It's St. Nicholas Day. You know what else that means? It's my daughter Alyssa's birthday today.
Well, that's important.
She's
the St. Nicholas thing, I don't even know what that is.
She's 22 today. And you know who else's birthday it is today? It's Florissant.
You gave us all your friends' birthdays?
No, Florissant Marv, our big listener.
Oh, charter listener.
Yeah, it's Marv's birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Marv.
Also, I wanted to say hi and thanks to Jules and Mark Smith, the crazy Greek. They, out in St. Peter's, they are huge AM and the PMers. But happy birthday.
Anything else? Any other people?
No time for my segment.
Oh, hold on a second.
No time for anything. He's got to say hi to all his friends.
Anita Dickens.
Happy birthday, Alyssa. Happy 22nd birthday.
God, that is
to Alyssa. Up next, the man who delivered the news earlier, who heads up the news, heads up the research, changes the digital clock, and he does something else. What is it? That's right. He's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to everybody.
Thank you, Frank. Before I went to Mizzou, I grew up in St. Louis, spent my first 18 years in St. Louis, Missouri. 10 of those in St. Louis, Missouri. Went to Mizzou, got a journalism degree, and here I am, a private investigator. You can email me, Tim, at PI.
Tim, on email.
What was that? Tim at PI. What was that? Make fun of me.
PI for the straight guy. Tim at gatewaypi.net.
Oh, man.
Love it. You losers. I get a letter from a dying listener who actually died before I could read it, and you make all kinds of sidebar jokes about it. You're all going to burn in hell for that. Hope you know that. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. He didn't laugh at that crap. He laughs now because he's happy. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Jen.
I don't think that would work. Well, maybe it would. Red Boy said that you all should have your mouths washed out for making fun of dying people, and it should be washed out with some old, old, stale blue, what was it?
Cheese.
Blue cheese. Old, stale blue cheese. Wash your mouth. That would do it. That would do it. Give it up, please, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah.
We got an email, or not an email, we got a voicemail from that guy.
From what guy?
The guy that
died. The guy was dying?
Yeah, from this morning, yeah.
I'd like to hear it.
Okay.
I'm AM in the...
You sound like you're having a bowel movement.
I did.
Maybe he was.
I mean, he
wasn't
did.
Really dying.
Yeah.
Okay, that was good. That's a good bit, Dan.
Yeah,
thanks.
Brought to you by
Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home remodeling your kitchen or your bathroom, it's just not something you do every year. You don't. You probably will do it once in a lifetime, maybe twice. So when you do it, it's a big deal to do it right. Rule of thumb, 10 to 20% of the value of your house. You're in a $200,000 house. If you want the best of the best, up-to-date 2000, let's just say 19 kitchen, it's going to run you 10 to 20%, $20,000 to $40,000 on a $200,000 home. But let me tell you something. That home is going to seem like a $300,000, $400,000 home because the kitchen is going to be spectacular. Or the bathroom. Now, that's not the price of a bathroom. That's the rule of thumb price to do a kitchen and do it right. Now, you can do it and not do it right. You can do it. There's an expression, half-assed. That's not a bad expression, but if you want to do it that way, yeah, you can do it for less money and have somebody less professional, and for a short time, you'll probably be happy with it, but not for long. Cheap cabinets are cheap cabinets. Hinges break, drawers come out, you can't get them back in, they stick. You know what I'm talking about. If you want to do it right, Thompson Price. Okay, Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. The showroom is in De Pere, less than a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. If you want to know more, ThompsonPrice.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama.
Our next guest, as they say on like real shows, is brought to you by Window World. We're talking about kitchens and bathrooms. How about windows? At some point, they have to be replaced. Please consider the largest selling replacement window sold in the United States, and that is Window World. You can find out all you want to know at windowworldst.louis.com. Give it up, please, for Bill Cleveland.
They have been here all day.
We're waiting for you.
That's what I heard.
You sure have.
Hope none of them die.
How are you, Bill?
In bad shape.
How you doing?
I'm wonderful. Found out right before the show today that my book, 100 Things to Do in America Before You Die, just went into its fourth printing. So thank you to everybody who picked up a copy.
Nice.
Very exciting. Very exciting. Thankfully, my topic today is pretty short, so I know we're running a little late on time here, but I want to talk about... So people are going to be having folks coming in for the holidays, looking for different things to do, and I think I've mentioned this recently, but I can't mention it enough, because when I tell people about it, they're like, I had no idea that was going on, and then when they go to this one, I'm about to tell you, they will email or call, and they're like, that was the coolest thing I've ever seen, or one of the neatest things I've seen, and here it is, and so... If you're looking for things to do this holiday, you've got friends coming into town or whatever, take them down to St. Louis Union Station and go into the Grand Hall. And the reason you're going to go into the Grand Hall is because every evening from 5 to 10, at the top of the
laser show.
Yes, at the top of the hour, it is a 3D projected light show.
I'm going to take my grandson to see that. You've talked about this before. I'd like to see that.
So there are 30 different video vignettes that they will kind of run through. They kind of mix them up, and the one that is my favorite is just really a little history lesson on Union Station. It's narrated by John Hamm, Bob Costas, I think John Goodman even. There's a handful of famous St. Louisans who are narrating that, and it is neat. I mean, the Grand Hall is beautiful. If you've never taken the time to go in there and just look at this thing, it was built in the 1890s at a cost of $6.5 million. So $6.5 million in the 1890s. It was pretty expensive, and it's hard to believe. Hard to believe that at one time, Union Station was the largest and biggest and busiest train station in the world, the entire world. We had the busiest train station in the world at St. Louis Union Station. So I'm telling you, you will absolutely love it. One thing I will just I'll throw in here, and this is important. When you are going to go down there, either look on their website or give them a call to make sure they don't have a private event, because sometimes they do close it down for a private, wedding or whatever. And you're going to be disappointed when you go and you park and you go and you're like, oh crap, the doors are shut for this event. So make sure you call ahead and look for that, so you can go in and see it. But it's absolutely fantastic. A couple other things. They have a fire and light show that happens on the backside of Union Station. There's a 100-foot long waterfall, fire chutes 20 feet into the air. That's every night from 5 to 9. For kids, they have the Polar Express right now through the holidays. So you can look into that. That's the deal. You get to go on the train, and Santa comes along, and it's a lot of fun. So you can check that out.
Are the Fudge guys still there?
No. They're redoing the other side of Union Station, where much of the merchants were for an aquarium. We've talked about this before.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And so that's supposed to be open in 2019. 75,000 square foot aquarium, 700,000 gallons of water. Wow. In the aquarium there.
Bring back the Fudge guys. They're
I think. I think they're down at, don't quote me, I don't know this for a fact. I think I've seen them at Ballpark Village.
They might maybe be. It might be down.
I think they're somewhere.
I've seen them somewhere too.
Yeah.
Man, I used to love the way they could catch that fudge just before it was about to drop off the table. They'd hit it with that big old, it looked like a big putty knife.
Yeah, it's a special talent to be able to do that. And then they would sing, and they would. It was a pretty neat thing to see. Just a real quick little trivia thing here, and I always forget this, but Union Station. We've all seen the famous clip or the famous photo, I guess, of the Dewey Defeats Truman newspaper, right? Where they put out falsely that Dewey had beat Truman. And you see Harry Truman holding that. That was at Union Station, that famous photograph. So a little trivia tale.
I never knew that.
Yep.
Never knew that.
And go to the Whispering Arch.
That's right. When you walk into Union Station off of Market Street, there is an arch way in the entry, and if you stand on one side and you say something, somebody at the complete other side can hear it go all the way around. That's what you should do with your grandson. That's pretty cool for kids.
And I've done it, but it's been a long, long time. I'd like to do that again.
Light show, 3D light show. Check it out. You will absolutely love it. It's just very neat, and a thing that a lot of people, even though how many times I mentioned it, they still don't know about it. So a good hidden gem here in St. Louis.
5 to 10, is it every day?
It should be, yes, it's every evening unless they have some sort of a private event, so make sure you check out. But 5:10 at the top of the hour. Check that out. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Oh.
A webby applause. Bill.
Yeah.
Cleveland brought to you by Window World. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Everything you need is at that website. We the last 2 days we've talked about jokes and the origin of jokes and how we don't know the origin of jokes, and we tried to write setups and we tried to write punchlines, and we've still never been able to really write what I think is a great joke, like the great jokes that we do like today. But it made me ask myself this question. You guys will have to answer this for me. Since we've been here, did I cave in? Because it seems to me like I caved and did the sausage joke here.
You did the first day, I believe.
The first day, yes.
Did you?
Yeah, we did.
It was a reward for people coming over and joining us from the other station.
Yeah.
Okay. It seemed to me that I had done it. But then you're not going to hear it again, folks. If you didn't come over and be with us the first day, you won't hear the sausage joke, because that joke is reserved. That's like a private stock, for people who go on our trips with us. And speaking of trips, we'll talk about this more as we get even closer, but we're just a little over 6 months away from our trip to Europe, our European river cruise. And everything you need to know about it And I think we have three cabins left, and that's it. Everything you need to know is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AM and the PM. And I'll answer the question now before somebody emails me and asks it. No, you don't have to have a Facebook page of your own. You don't have to be on Facebook. Anybody with a phone, a computer, a tablet can just type in the domain bar, type in facebook.com/AM and the PM. Up comes our page, all the information about our trip is on that Facebook page. Something really strange has happened in my life lately. I'm a gambler, and I wish I weren't. My wife has never, ever understood why I like to sit for sometimes 11, 12 hours straight and play video poker. And a few weeks ago, we'd had dinner at this casino restaurant, and so I said, let's go play hours before we go home. So she said, I'll play with you. And she sat with me for 2 hours, which she'd never done. She has now gambled with me on at least 12 other occasions, sitting long as five hours. I have created a second monster. And here's the worst thing that can happen, and it happened to her. She won like $1,000 one night.
Wow.
And did it. Now all of a sudden, she kind of gets it. You know? So I've got to figure out a way to, I got your note here, Limestone, and you'll know it.
Okay,
let's just put it that way. The answer to your question, this is private information, is you'll know it.
All right, cool.
So I don't know. I got to find a way now to get her because on one hand, I go, okay, well, she likes it too, so now she won't criticize. You know? But on the other hand, I'm thinking maybe she has an agenda. Maybe it's to watch me and make sure that, you know, I don't say. I don't know. It's just, it's weird, and I'm not used to it. Now, I have a question. Whatever happened to pantyhose? Last night on Amazon Prime, we're watching the new season of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which is a tremendous series, and it takes place in, I believe, early 60s.
Did it start already?
Oh, yeah.
It started up already?
A couple nights ago. Yeah, you can watch the whole season. I watched three episodes already.
Oh, we gotta pick that up again because I think I'm the one that told you about that.
You are. It's fantastic. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
But it takes place in the 50s, 60s, whatever. But up to the, I guess, 80s. When did pantyhose all of a sudden just go away? Every woman wore pantyhose. And I gotta think the pantyhose industry at one point went, Hey, what's happening? Hey, why you stop wearing pantyhose? We're going out of business. And they just stopped. Pantyhose out. Kind of like a slip. All women used to wear a slip under a dress. No slips anymore. I wonder what happened to pantyhose. Because
I think a lot more women nowadays. I think a lot more women nowadays shave their legs. You don't really kind of need the pantyhose, and if they go outside, then they're wearing.
But they shaved
like,
their
you know,
legs before. If you didn't shave your legs, pantyhose would like not even go on. Your hairs would scratch the pantyhose. I mean, I don't think it was shaving the legs. I just think women have become. They want to be more free of all that binding crap, like corsets and girdles and all that junk. And pantyhose, they just. I don't know, but how does something like that just stop? Not just in one city or market. It's like somebody sent out a memo to all women, and before you knew it, boom, pantyhose. No women wear them anymore.
I'm looking on Wikipedia. They actually have a thing called mantyhose for men.
Oh, my
what the
goodness.
Hell? All right, first, can you
that's, in the 2010s,
that's wrong.
I agree.
Can you just quickly explain exactly what they
are? Did you order a pair?
No, I'm looking at it right now. Well, maybe after.
He ordered a pair.
Did you order a pair?
It just says, with the sales of traditional styles have not recovered since the 2000s. Other more specific styles have come about, blah, 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 footless shapewear and pantyhose for men, playfully referred to as mantyhose.
I wonder how many women are cringing right now at us saying the word pantyhose.
Oh.
A lot of them.
Yeah, probably.
But here's the good news and the bad news. The good news is it made women's legs look nicer. Bad news is you don't know what you're really getting. You think a gal's got nice looking legs. No, I'm serious. And all of a sudden, if you ever see her without them, ugh, you know, her legs are horrible looking. So it's kind of it's deceit. And what it kind of is. It really is. This is depressing. This is so depressing. There is a 7-year-old kid named Ryan. They don't give his last name. I'm sure it's to protect his privacy, and you'll see why.
Oh, I think I heard this story.
I don't know where he lives. He is the highest earner now on YouTube. Mm-hmm. In 2018, Ryan made $22 million. Yeah. He's seven.
Doesn't he just...
You know what he does, Dan?
Plays with toys.
No, he unboxes toys.
Yeah.
He unboxes toys. He opens new toys and then plays with them so that kids can see. He's seven.
That's a big
unboxing. And he made $22 million last year.
That's crazy.
Now, I have watched unboxing videos for flashlights and drones and stuff. Yeah. I've watched that. But my goodness, and I think his parents work on it with him. He does a new video every day. This kid will never need to go to college. He won't. Mm-hmm. He's already made enough money already for the rest of his life and his kids' lives. That's unbelievable.
I have a story that I forgot to tell, like, during the Burke segment, but I can use it. But, like, now, I had a $100 bill in my pocket. This was, like, a week and a half ago. And we ended up going to the casino, and I was going to use that $100, and I reached in my pocket. It was gone. I did not know where it was. It was
Sandy
in
stole
my pocket. No one stole it. So I went and I thought, you know what? When I got it, I stuck it in my pocket and maybe it fell out when I took keys out or something. I checked all over in my car. I looked everywhere in the house, in my guitar, in my band equipment and all this stuff. And I finally just decided it's gone. I have no idea what happened to it. So we just left it alone, and that was it. I just came to the realization that I had $100 in my pocket, and it's gone. Yesterday, Sandy was getting ready to leave, and she got in her car.
Who's this Sandy?
Sandy's my girlfriend that I live with, and she looks over. Looks over
sin.
On the yes. Looks over on the garage floor and sees a $100 bill. So it fell out of my pocket in the car, and then it was laying on the garage floor for over a week. We had Chinese food. We had Chinese food last night. She opened up a fortune cookie, and it said, what was lost and forgotten will be found. It was wild. It was
good
so story,
this might be a good. This might be a good place for dun-dun-dun.
I know. Yeah.
And then what happened, Dan?
Please don't tell me that's the end of the story.
Yeah, it is. That's the end of the story.
And you believe that crap? Do you actually believe? Are you one of these people that believes that that means anything? That
the fortune cookie?
Paper?
It was very. Yeah. It was very coincidental.
It's called. Thank you. It's called coincidence.
Yeah.
No.
That was the best part of the story.
There's an alternative ending to that story.
What is it?
The alternative ending of that story is Sandy found the $100, didn't tell Dan, packed her bags, and left for a better life.
I like that
with
one.
With her $100.
I like that story. Yeah, $100 sure goes a long way. Let me see. Ladies, get in here, please.
Stay
with me, Limestone. Stay with
you.
Me, Limestone. Mm-hmm. These two FM DJs, they're out of work, as many FM DJs are, and it's a Saturday, and they're hanging around down on a little street corner, and they're bored. And one FM DJ says, I'm bored. And there are actually three of them, and the second one says, yeah, I'm bored too. And the third one says, well, yeah, I'm bored too, but how much money you guys got? So the other two FM DJs reach in their pockets, and they have some change. One of them has a dollar bill. And the third FM DJ, he's kind of the ringleader, he's got a dollar bill and some change. They put it all together, and they've got $3.89. So the ringleader of the group of FM DJs says, you guys stay right here. I'll be right back. And he goes around the corner, down the block, and he comes back with a paper bag. He said, man, we are going to have so much fun. And his buddy said, what are you talking about? You have $3.89, you got something in a paper bag. How are we going to have a lot of fun? And he reaches in the bag and he pulls out a box of tampons. And his buddy said, what? How are we going to have... What makes you think that we're going to have a lot of fun? He says, it says right here on the box that with these, we can go horseback riding, we can play tennis, we can go cycling, we can go swimming.
Good job, Limey.
All right, let's check traffic now. Here's Tori Lyon.
Traffic is sponsored by Lowe's. Southbound 55 ramp to Rivas Barracks. There's a stall partially blocking. Accident northbound 170 at Scudder. You're bumper to bumper southbound 170 north of Olive 264. Accident southbound 270 ramp to eastbound 64. And delays westbound 64 Grand to Big Bend and 170 to Ballast. Lowe's is closing their Granite City, Illinois store located at 1333 Schaefer Road. Hurry in for huge deals on appliances, tools, flooring, holiday decor, and more. This location closing, but they're still here to serve you at nearby locations and online at Lowe's.com. While supplies last, see store for details. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Wellington Environmental specializes in making your world safer, finding, removing threats to your health. In one facility, occupants were getting sick, but only in one portion of a building. And Wellington Environmental was asked to investigate and soon found air conditioning units in the rooms only in that side of the building were blowing cold air loaded with mold. The AC units in that part of the building were pulling air from a stagnant pond. Mystery solved, threat resolved. That's just one of many Wellington environmental stories. And then there's a hospital that was going to have to close because of a water main break until Wellington stepped in to help. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
First, let's talk about the food before we let you know where you can feast on it. When was the last time you had beef tenderloin with a tangy Greek sauce sliced into juicy medallions that are so tender you could eat them with a butter knife? It's called the Pepper Loin, and that's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin. You know the place located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Sunday and dinner 7 days a week and serving only USDA prime beef. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven in a beautiful dining room with a service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled. Where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs. Then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital. During the holidays, think of Spiro's for catering and your corporate and private party needs. Daytime bookings are available.
Down to the Big D, Dallas, Texas. That's where Mike Evans lives. He is brought to you every day by Annie Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. I have bought gift cards from Annie Guns, and the recipients were thrilled. This time of year, it's a kind of an obvious thing to buy gift cards, but they sell them all year long. So when you get to that person where you just go, I don't know what to get, and then fill in the blank, here's the answer. A gift card from Annie Guns or the Smokehouse Market. They're both closed on Monday and only on Monday. If you know where Chesterfield Valley is, and you probably do, or you're easy to find out, they're east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And, again, gift cards are always a good idea. And you need reservations for dinner at Annie Guns. You do. Just fair warning, all right? Give it up, if you would, please, for Mike Evans. You got all the time in the world today. You have like, this is a big chunk, like 7 and 8.5 minutes. That's a lot of time.
Good.
Had plenty of time.
This week's pop quiz all about presidents. Name the name of the president who believed there were mole people who lived in the center of the earth. I don't make this stuff up, folks. George Washington. John Quincy Adams. Thomas Jefferson. Andrew Jackson. Donald Trump. No, that's Donald. He's not in that list, no. Odds and Ends shares Broadway show is getting great reviews. The music is actually better than the story of the rise to fame. So I guess that means that me running down the street and saving her dog Quetzal's life and her hugging me and saying she'll never forget me for it, that probably didn't make the show. I'm just guessing that probably.
I'm guessing probably not. No.
Probably not. Stormy Daniels and Attorney. The hell?
The audience likes that. I get lots of requests for that. It's my Cher impression.
I'm sure you don't get a lot of requests for that. Stormy Daniels.
Mike, you're wrong. You couldn't be more wrong. Let me read you an email. Dear Frank, I'm a longtime listener. I love the show. I love the Mike Evans segment. The only thing I wish is that more often you do the half-breed impersonation of Cher. It really is funny, and everybody likes it. So how about that?
That's who wrote
real
that?
Email. There you go. Stormy Sheila Daniels, McGill, and Attorney listen. Michael. And...
Well, it's her name. Sheila McGill Liston. That's what she says her name is.
Okay.
Sorry, go ahead, Mike.
Stormy Daniels and Attorney Michael Anavetti are now suing each other for $1 million. Anavetti is also being disbarred. Stormy's personal appearances have all dried up. She has written a book, and I'm sure I'm sure she needed to write a book. She needs to get a lot off her chest. And
see what he did there?
I did. Did you get a rim shot? Yeah.
Half-breed!
Oh, man. That's terrible.
Wow.
Early movie reviews. A lot of movies start opening 10 days before Christmas. One is Mary, Queen of Scots. I love this movie. Saoirse Ronan plays Mary, Queen of Scots. Margot Robbie plays Elizabeth I. These two women, hardball, power-hungry, fearless, ruthless ladies. Great script, great acting. Love it. Rated R, 100 minutes. Mary, Queen of Scots, 3 stars.
Now, I need to let people know, your scale, the best rating is how many stars?
4 stars.
Okay, his stars, folks, we do it ARDs. His stars are the equivalent of ARDs.
Dan.
So still a scale of 1 to 4.
All right, Dan.
Yeah, thank you.
There's a great film on Netflix in limited release called Dumpling, produced and starring Jennifer Aniston. And this is truly a delightful film. Aniston was the Miss Texas Blue Bonnet Queen when she was a teenager, but now she's the head of the pageant and is shocked when her tubby daughter has entered the current pageant. The daughter is brilliantly played by Danielle McDonald, soundtrack supplied by Dolly Parton, and the music is fabulous. Great movie, 3.5 stars for Dumpling, limited release and on Netflix. Golden Globes were announced today, the nominations, and here are my instant picks. And I always do great on these. I feel confident, and here we go. Best Movie, Drama. Green Book will win. Best Movie, Comedy or Musical. Bohemian Rhapsody. Best Actress in a Movie, Musical or Comedy. Emily Blunt in Mary Poppins Returns. Best Actress in a Movie Drama, Rosamund Pike for In a Private War. Best Actor Movie Drama, Rami Malek in Bohemian Rhapsody.
Has to win.
Best Actor in a Movie Musical Comedy, or a Musical or Comedy, Christian Bale in Vice. TV Drama, Killing Eve. TV comedy musical, Comiskey Method with Michael Douglas. Best limited television series, The Assassination of Gianni Versace. Best actress in a limited TV series, Patricia Arquette in The Escape from Dannemora.
Mm.
Who said that?
No, I can see that. Like, she's... I watched, like, the first episode, and you can't tell it is Patricia Arquette. Like, if you think back to True Romance, she doesn't look the exact... She doesn't look anything like it.
Has everybody seen any of these?
Nope.
I'm only watched... I'm up to do the whatever third or fourth or wherever it is currently. That's where we are. We keep up with it. Yes, we'll do it again Sunday night. Would have been three, I think.
I think so.
Yes.
We've watched all.
Best limited TV series. Best limited TV series: The Assassination of Gianni Versace. I thought that was a great series. Did you guys watch any of that?
Did not see that.
Oh, it was really good. Best actress in a limited TV series. Patricia, I think I did this. Patricia Arquette, The Escape of Dermot. You know who was in the same cell as the guy that escaped from the prison? Lucky Luciano was in the same cell.
No way.
Well, 50 years ago, 60 years ago. Best actor in a TV series, Darren Criss for The Assassination of Gianni Versace. What's really bizarre is nominated for Best Actress in a TV comedy, Candace Bergen, who was absolutely hideous for the show Murphy Brown that's already been canceled. Anybody watch that show?
Mm-mm. No, I had no interest in that
show. Oh, was it horrible. I mean, just, and by the way, The Conners is going to be, I hear is going to be canceled next week.
Yeah, I never watched the original Murphy Brown. I never watched the original Murphy Brown. I didn't like it.
You know why?
No, why?
Because you're afraid!
Brother, don't say anything. Just let him go. Don't say anything.
By the way, there were a lot of snubs by the Golden Globes on the TV side. This Is Us. Anybody watch that?
No.
Stopped watching it last
year. Yellowstone. Anybody watch that?
No.
Yes, I love that. That's tremendous.
I like it. Blackish.
Yes. Watch that.
No.
Orange is the New Black.
No.
Yeah, up until the last season.
I watched three episodes and gave up on it.
I'm sorry.
Gave up on it after three episodes. Orange is the New Black.
Better Call Saul.
No. I tried. Got tired of it. It's no Breaking Bad. I gave up on it.
So those TV shows, as well as these movies, Mary Queen of Scots that I loved, Widow, First Man, the Neil Armstrong story, Mamma Mia, Mamma Mia, here we go again. All of those took the pipe, did not get any nominations.
1 minute, Mr. Evans. So,
well, I'm not through yet. I haven't talked about them, but so take care of my business. You know, I'm
45 seconds,
exactly,
Mr. Evans.
It's not like I'm a afraid. And finally,
40 seconds, Mr. Evans.
And finally, name the name of the president who believed that there were more people living underneath the earth, and he thought that because of earthquakes. George Washington, John Quincy Adams, Thomas Jefferson, or Andrew Jackson.
I'm gonna go John Quincy Adams.
Adams.
I'll wrap it up with George Washington.
Answer is John Quincy Adams. Have a great weekend. Take care of yourself, or whether you're a full-blooded, red-blooded American, or you're a half-breed. Have a great day, Mike Gavin. Say it.
You just have to act like you think it's funny. That's all you can do. It was Mike Evans, and we're out of here. Thank you for joining us. Thank a police officer every chance you get. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is TJ Moe. You're listening to 5-9 of the Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 5-9ofthefan.com, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. A private funeral is underway for former President George H.W. Bush. His casket was taken to his final resting place at his presidential library in College Station, Texas. Bush will rest next to his wife Barbara and daughter Robin. Former Secretary of State James Baker is remembering former President George H.W. Bush as an old friend. Baker became emotional today while delivering a eulogy for Bush in Houston. He called the 41st president a thoughtful man of courage, integrity, and decency.
George Bush was a charter member of the greatest generation. His incredible service to our nation and the world are already etched in the marble of time.
There may be a new election in North Carolina if a winner is unclear after a voter fraud investigation. That's what Democratic Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said today on Capitol Hill. North Carolina officials are currently